Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate.
Will the Fed come to the rescue?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. For weeks, investors have been freaking about problems from junk mortgages. That's why the stock market's been so painfully volatile lately. Years of cheap, adjustable loans with enticing teaser rates are in trouble. And we've seen a steady flow of casualties, from dried-up hedge funds to bankrupt mortgage lenders. The question now is, are things so bad the Federal Reserve needs to step in to help? Wall Street thought so yesterday. There was a huge rally in stocks on the bet the Fed will rescue the credit markets. The chief economist at Merrill Lynch is predicting a series of rate cuts this fall, possibly sending short-term rates to 3.75% by next year. The Fed's Committee on Interest Rates meets today. Now, nobody is expecting a rate cut this afternoon, but there's hope the Fed will signal a stance toward easing rates soon. The Dow soared 286 points to 13,468. That's a gain of more than 2%. The S&P jumped nearly 2.5%, and the Nasdaq climbed about 1.5%. Most Americans rely on their employers for health care coverage, but the costs are rising faster than inflation, and increasingly companies have started cutting back benefits. That means employees have to pay more out of pocket. Helen Palmer reports from the health desk at WGBH.
A new survey from Consumer Reports finds that 16% of working-age Americans have no insurance, and another 24% have to pay such a big chunk of their health costs, it's a problem.
They were running up credit card debts. They were dipping into their retirement savings.
Nancy Metcalf, who wrote the report, says a quarter of the underinsured are in debt to doctors or hospitals. But the high health prices are good for insurers. They keep around 20% of each premium dollar for administration and profits.
In 2006, the six biggest private health insurers in the United States took home about $11 billion in profits.
The insurance industry says it's being unfairly blamed. Susan Pisano of America's Health Insurance Plans.
What we pay for doctors and hospitals and prescription drugs and new technologies, that's what's driving healthcare costs.
Pisano says they do everything they can to help members get the best value for their healthcare dollar. In Boston, I'm Helen Palmer for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with Teach for America to help children in under-resourced public schools achieve academic success in math and science. TeachForAmerica.org. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
The U.S. prison population is exploding. Currently, over 2 million are incarcerated in America, but many cash-strapped states are running out of room for additional inmates. So states are turning to private prisons like the Corrections Corporation of America. The company operates 65 prisons and is building as quickly as it can. Late yesterday, the Corrections Corporation of America reported earnings were up nearly 25% from last year. Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
The U.S. prison population is expected to jump by about 200,000 people over the next 5 years at a cost of more than $27 billion. And that means boom time for companies like Corrections Corporation of America. Company spokesperson Louise Grant says private prisons can't be beat in terms of facilities and cost effectiveness.
We can build a 1,500 to 1,800-bed facility for about $100 million. If a state were to build that same facility, it may take them $150 to $200 million.
But not everyone is convinced that private prisons are the answer.
It truly is a Band-Aid solution.
Sue Uran directs the Pew Center on the States.
States have other alternatives available to them, which begin to get more at the root of the problem.
Uran says rehab facilities and structured parole can be excellent options for nonviolent offenders. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Prisoners worldwide are a silent source of cheap labor. In Italy, though, some entrepreneurial ex-cons are loudly producing their own goods and proudly marketing them as made in jail. The Made in Jail label makes things from logo T-shirts to handbags. They're sold through shops in downtown Rome and at roadside restaurants across the country. So we sent Megan Williams to the Rabibbia prison in Rome to look at what inmates learn on the inside and how that makes for good business on the outside.
Inside one of Italy's toughest prisons isn't where you'd expect to find a bustling workshop churning out T-shirts with tongue-in-cheek lines like, "I'm too sexy to have to work." But for the past 2 decades, the small silk screening studio has served as the creative heart of the Made in Jail co-op. It's a $250,000 a year business that sells its logoed products throughout Italy. Silvio Palermo first came up with the concept of selling the T-shirts when he did time here back in the 80s. Some people have reacted negatively because they're making a profit. But the group's also doing this to raise awareness of prison life, like the challenges after being released.
Sure, we hear scornful comments, but it doesn't matter. It's important for us to assert the fact that, of course, we're ex-cons, but we're working legally now.
3 times a week, Palermo works with a small group of inmates, mostly in for drug charges. Together, they come up with new slogans or clever graphics, like an exit sign with directions on how to jump over a wall. Palermo holds up a T-shirt with one of the more risque sayings the men came up with. "It's been a while since I've done it, so please give me a hand." Sandro is finishing up a sentence for drugs and burglary. He says he likes the creativity of the work and the chance to laugh.
It's hard to find things to laugh about in here, so with this work, at least a small part of the day is involved in coming up with funny wordplay.
Sandro says he plans to join the 30 or so ex-cons who help run Made in Jail when he gets out in a few months. They're going to need him. The co-op just got a 10,000 T-shirt order from Auto Grill, Italy's biggest national roadside restaurant chain. From the Rabibbia prison in Rome, I'm Megan Williams for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening, and make it a good day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.